This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Now, you guys just should never underestimate the power of Holly.
Yeah! I agree.
Yeah, right.
No. Thank you. That was the joke.
What?
Mike spit water already.
I was gonna spit it, but I didn't go ha ha with it in
stupid
my mouth.
Dick.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. May I have another?
Thank you. That was the joke.
Oh, we need that. That tape is gonna be worn out.
That will live there.
Uh-huh. Jesus, that is fantastic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his
mouth.
Now
we could replace
that. Thank you.
That
was the joke.
Yes. There you go.
That's for me.
There you go.
That's for me. Now I need to hear that.
I do.
Why?
Thank you. That was the joke.
Because I didn't get it, Larry. I didn't get it the first time when it was about me putting something in someone's mouth.
Anywho, howdy. How the AG double toothpicks are you here is the Belcher.
Let's take another call. You have to turn your radio down. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
You have to turn your radio down.
I'm sorry?
You have to turn the radio down in the background there.
Turn the radio down, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn the radio down! Down! Turn it down! I'm on the radio! Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that.
That's
okay.
You know,
people I live with, they just...
That's all right.
It's
unfortunate we don't have a better system here, so...
Who's the what?
It's unfortunate we don't have a screener here to let you know to do that in advance, so...
Oh, okay. Well... My question regarding the rent controls that I think are about to be lifted any moment in New York City, because I believe that the landlords who do, in fact, complain about Michael Mara's taint are, in fact, turning the whole world upside down, eating their own placentas and having stinking belly buttons with...
You're finished. You're making so little sense, I'm not even going to continue that conversation.
Finished. Thank you. That was the joke.
Okay, let's see. You're on the air.
Hello.
It's you.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. I mean, really, time has just flown by. I just love the music, and I think some of the lyrics are reminiscent of a few pieces I've heard by Charlie Stoing Stabilak, who did some music with Joe Farfalotis. I don't know if you've ever heard of those two. They're out of Haiti and Antarctica. And one of their lyrics, which is similar to yours, goes a little bit like...
Hello.
Thank you. That was the joke.
That was the joke.
All right, one more.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to know if any of your guests used their bicycles to go to and from work. And then I could hang up and listen to the answer.
Holy cannolis.
Wow.
And people wonder why we're reluctant to take phone calls. You know, I mean, the callers have actually been getting better recently. Hopefully it's not anybody who's too stupid or abusive. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Okay.
I've been an avid cycler for most of my life. And I remember when I was a kid during the Koch administration, they tried implementing bicycle paths.
This is about Rob.
So yeah. The Koch administration had the political will to do something like this.
Well, that
unicycle?
Koch. It was dynamic. Yeah. Personality,
no.
And it wasn't him alone, because he did have Councilman Robert Spiewak as an ally for you guys, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. He had a nice German-made unicycle that he actually rode around the council chambers.
Wow. Indeed. My goodness.
He rode his unicycle around yelling, "I have bloody stools." And then he farted.
The part of it is true.
Why, the Koch did put in this infrastructure?
Yes.
Maybe another caller can shed some more light on this situation.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to follow up that caller who was a little obnoxious, but it's true that under Koch they did put those lanes in.
Or what about the unicycle in the city council?
I don't know anything about that.
I think that's his fevered imagination.
He started out
pretty good. And then he started out right.
That was the joke.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Good at the beginning. Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That really hurt.
Sorry, honey.
Everybody can suck it.
Right. Hi, ladies.
Stupid dick! Look at the size of his unit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Thank you. Here we go. From this morning on the Today Show, they did a segment where they were nude.
All of them.
Especially the guy David Gregory. Speaking of
White House. Look at the size of his unit.
White House correspondent.
Remember now, they're all nude.
Now let's go back outside once again to Meredith and David.
Where is she?
Right here.
There you are.
You're so big.
And where's Al?
So that just into you, Meredith. David is so big.
A revelation.
Why?
Yeah.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big,
big, big.
Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, boom.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
I agree.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
What about Matt's mommy?
I'm not happy.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Matt Lauer's mommy.
Now, you guys just should never underestimate the power of Holly.
Yeah! Right. Oh, there's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the boat.
Welcome.
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 Ooh.
Love.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Love. The show's going to be funny.
Uh-huh. We hope so. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Phone number, same as it was yesterday. 877. Hold on, Fred. 877-365-3636. There you go. What's happening, Junior?
What can you do for us?
Hey, you know what the best part? I got the new Madden. Fantastic game. But you know what the best part of the game is? That every year they keep improving the detail of North Turner's pockmarks.
Isn't that fantastic?
Nice.
Oh, the up close and personal.
Did they do that? Okay. Did you get yours?
Pick the blackheads. We're going to have a little discussion about Madden here. No. Nothing bad. I got it.
You got it?
Oh, good.
I got it. Here's the thing. I am now living like a boy on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I went through the entire thing yesterday of saying on the air that, you know, I really wish I had a copy of it. Like I said yesterday, because I'm a spoiled brat. I think I also mentioned that the good people at EA Sports, you know, send me a free copy of it every year.
Right, right. That's nice of them.
And I just had to have it last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it last night. I left here, you know, with my panties in a wad.
You were throwing things. I've never seen you like that.
Very really angry.
Never seen you that upset.
Yeah!
I said goodnight, Don. Like and that's what you said in response.
Said,
I was surprised at that.
F you, buddy. Anyway, I got home and
turned... I said goodnight, pal.
I turned on my email machine, and there it was. Hi, Don. It's EA Sports. We've overnighted you the game. You will have it tomorrow morning, meaning this morning.
The password is sleepless night.
Well, I'm tracking this thing with a UPS tracking number, right?
Right.
And I see it's left New Jersey or wherever. It's gone to Baltimore. It's gone to Chantay, Virginia.
Right.
And it's now in transit. And I believe that they have like a 10:30 morning delivery for this thing.
So did you run down to your front door with your footy pajamas and
I was sitting on the front porch like a dope
porch
like Opie Taylor. I was sitting on the front porch with my dog waiting for the UPS guy.
Is it UPS or FedEx?
It was UPS in this case.
Is he regular?
As far as his bowel movements or as far as deliveries go?
As far as deliveries go.
Yes, he's very regular.
What about his bowel movements?
Also very regular.
Very good. Okay.
What can Brown do for you?
So I'm waiting and waiting. And finally, it's always at the moment that you give up that it happens.
That's right.
So I had been just lurking around the front door area from 10:30 until about 12:15.
How many times did you look out the window?
Not look out the window. Open the door.
Uh-huh. Beard out.
Open the door.
To hear the sound of the truck?
And figure out, because here's what I'm thinking. Maybe I just missed it. Maybe they just, because, you know, sometimes UPS will just drop something off.
Yes, right. And it's not like you've pre-signed anything, so they'll leave it for you.
So at about 12:15, I give up, and I go up and I get in the shower, and I come back downstairs, and it's about 1 o'clock now, and there it is sitting on the counter. It's arrived.
Ooh.
And here's the problem. Really? And there have to be guys out there that feel about this game the way I do. You're deflowering a virgin, and the hype that I've heard that she, being the game, is going to be so much better than she's been before, that I truly am afraid that if I put it in the machine at 1 o'clock, I probably wouldn't be sitting here now.
You'd be swept away.
Because you can't just put it in.
No.
And Mike, you know this, same with girls. You can't just put it in and see what it looks like.
No, you got to put it in and go through the whole process.
Right. You got to press the sticks. Right.
Because if you don't go through the whole process, after you put it in, you'll end up not being satisfied.
That's Listen, right. it is a glorious thing that Maddenites go through.
So you didn't put it in the machine?
Oh, no. I have not even opened the box yet.
No. You've got something to look forward to this evening.
That's what I'm saying. I have the great anticipation, and really, I feel like a little kid because I know when I go home tonight, I'm going to barricade myself in the room.
Will you even be eating dinner?
Excuse me. Maybe.
Maybe, but it's a question mark, isn't it?
Maybe.
Because you might walk in the door, get a beverage, and immediately go to the machine.
No beverages tonight, Mike.
Well, no, I'm talking about like a soft drink.
Right, yeah. No booze.
No booze. You're too serious business.
I'm going to be sharp.
When I play Madden, I don't drink.
And this is not exactly playing it as much as you're prepping. You're giving the giving yourself the tutorial.
What I'm doing is I'm putting her up in the
you're
chair.
Naming the game. You're giving the game a female name.
I've said it's like a virgin. Mm-hmm. Like,
where is she now? Where did you put her?
She's sitting on my desk.
So you moved her from the counter and you moved her to your desk.
Yes, the desk is just a step away from the room where the Xbox is.
There's a large man who has stepped up to the microphone.
What, boy?
Is there any danger that Bart will happen upon it?
Not a chance.
And take that cherry?
He's cool like that. He's not
he wouldn't
like you.
Do it?
He's not like you. He's a good boy.
Yeah, that's what I would do. And can I leave a little early? I'd love to go home and play your Madden game. I know where it is.
I meant if you were my boy.
Yes, and I am.
And isn't that really kind of what he is anyway? Isn't he like like an older son?
Maybe like a cousin.
Like a first cousin, once removed.
Don't go crazy.
Nephew.
Not first.
Anyway.
Maybe through marriage.
First.
I'm just totally retarded about this thing. And I sat there looking at the box. And I looked at the back of the box. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, all these new controls. And you can like make guys spin and make guys jump. And they're actually supposed to speak.
That sounds gay, though.
Don't make fun
of
me,
Mike. That
sounds
gay. You make guys spin?
Yes, you do.
Jump. What do you mean spin?
For instance.
Pirouette?
When you are running.
Right.
Like if you're Reggie Bush and you see a guy and you want
to... Oh, you can do that thing where like they would do in a real football game.
Right, where you actually
shake the tackle by spinning.
Yeah, and there's gang tackling.
So you explained it. Now it's not. Now it's more machismo.
And I am just such a geek for this, and I got it. That's all I can say.
You got
it.
It's good.
I got it.
Good, good, good.
And what incredible, I'll say it, willpower it took from me not to open that baby up.
And just to immerse yourself in it.
Because the thing is,
are you going to be frustrated with the guys that are going to call and say they've already been playing it?
No. You know
You're
why?
Cool with that?
You know why? Because they've had sex with her, but I've not had sex with her yet.
It's going to be your special experience.
Yeah, I get to open the little thing that says security device enclosed.
How many hours will you spend with it this evening?
Tonight, seriously, a minimum five.
Five
minimum hours. Five.
That's not bad.
I will get through.
Like watching two movies.
I will figure out how to run it.
Right.
I'll try to start a franchise league, and then I'll definitely get online and see how bad I get killed.
And you didn't pay for it.
No, it's great.
You gotta because you're a...
I get the commercial.
Well, you're a national treasure, though, there and they want you to see it. They want
so anyway, I got it, and I just... Cool. I can't wait. I can't wait. So let's...
Congratulations. I'm glad you got it. I'm glad the UPS guy brought it, and I'm glad that worked out, and I'm sorry you didn't get it last night.
Oh, but goddamn, now I just can't wait. You know what I mean? Like, the whole way here, it's all I thought about.
I know.
The whole way here.
Well, that's good that you have diversions that you can get excited about. I mean, that's wonderful.
Do you know how today, again on ESPN, during their regular news shows,
right.
They're showing the game and they're showing the mooks that lined up last night to get it. You know, those mooks I'm jealous of because they've got it.
Those mooks that you would be if you weren't getting the company to send you. I mean, wouldn't you have been there crack of dawn this morning?
I have been in previous years.
Sure. Right.
Sure. But I saw them, and then they start showing the graphics on TV with the highlights, and this was around the time that I was just looking out the door like, you know, where are you?
Showered or unshowered?
Oh, unshowered. And the feeling is everybody else, great marketing, because the feeling I have is everybody else has it already.
Yes.
And at one
everybody's
point,
playing it.
Bart said to me at about 10 o'clock, he said, Dad, why don't you just drive over to Best Buy? You know, maybe they've got one there,
yeah,
and then you'd have an extra copy you could give to a friend.
Isn't that principle a little bit?
Or whatever. And no, I would have done it, except the marketing is so brilliant, they have me believing that if I get there, there will be none.
They'll be gone.
That there would be none. Why would I even bother going to the store?
They might be gone.
Sold out.
They might be all gone.
No. Come on. They make bazillions of them.
I don't know this. I mean,
they do.
Don't they send them in waves?
No,
don't they send the first wave out? And
well, this is one of those things. It's not like launching an Xbox or a PS3.
Yeah, it's not one of the game systems that literally everybody has to have.
But this is a game everybody has to have, and I think that they're ready for the demand.
Yeah, I think they'll probably – and the demand would not be similar to a new piece of hardware coming out.
Right, just jerks like me. Can't wait to get that game.
But it's a pretty good number of jerks, isn't it?
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Don,
hey.
Congratulations on not deflowering your Madden last night. And also, I wanted to ask you, I was thinking about going out and picking it up this afternoon, but I was going to, you know, you're on my friends list for Xbox Live, and I was seeing if I could play against you, but you don't use your mic.
That's right. I don't like talking to you idiots.
Right.
Well, what if, you know, it kind of makes the game more interesting when you
can... No, the last thing I want... Seriously, the last thing I want to hear, and this guy has the voice of the average guy,
mm-hmm,
when you get online. This is the last thing that I want to hear when I'm playing a game.
Right.
Some guy either giving me the business about...
Hey, you really missed that tackle, huh? Don, I know it's Don. I know, yeah.
It adds like a competitive edge to it. It's not just people talking crap. Sometimes people communicate.
Don't you think if you had the microphone, you might be able to screw with people you were playing? Like, for example, you'd drop back to pass, and then you'd say something like, hold on a second. And then they'd freeze up, and you could throw a touchdown pass?
No, the thing is, Mike, it's the generation gap. And really, it's that you and I grew up in a world where if you're playing a game with someone, and a guy says something like, you suck, like the fifth time he says you suck,
right,
you punch him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People my son's age, this tool's age,
fifth,
they play in a world where that's all you do.
Yeah.
All the time is say to everybody, you suck.
Well, it's trash talk.
Yeah, I know.
And it's the fact that there is, you know, there is this non-real element to it where you can do your trash talk without the fear of any kind of punishment.
Right.
Whereas trash talk, when you and I grew up, trash talk was if you said it, you better back it up.
Yeah, that's right.
And you didn't say it to the guys that were bigger than you.
And a lot of times when you're playing with someone online as well, as I've mentioned, you're hearing like all the other people in the room. And if you're playing against the guy that's killing you, you hear like, hey, this guy sucks so bad. Watch, I've run this play like 5 times in a row. This guy's such an idiot, he'll never pick it up.
You know, that's why you said that thing like Jay and Silent Bob, where eventually you could go to the house and find out where the guy was that was trash talking you and just, give him a sock.
Or I've seen a new commercial for Mountain Dew, I think, with Chuck Norris,
mm-hmm,
where there's two nerds that have a thing where Chuck Norris is dressed up like a girl on a website. Anyway, he finds them.
He finds them and kicks their ass.
He finds them, and he makes a website where he's beating them up.
Yeah, I know. It's not real.
No, it's not
just
real.
Like there's nothing real. But, well, there is real, but it's a spectator sport.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. No, I don't like talking with people while I'm playing those games.
Right.
Please. Please, no talking.
Well, wouldn't you say that you play the game like you would play it if you were really playing?
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't be doing, I mean, really, even you. I
and
mean, doing a radio show, you wouldn't be doing a lot of chat out on the sports field.
That's what's the saddest part about it.
Right.
How serious I take it.
But a lot of people, it kind of mirrors the way you would play. And the guys that are, no, but that's not true. Because the nerds that are playing the game, they wouldn't talk on the real sports field.
I hate that
sports has become that.
Here's the thing. It seems to me that when the guys play Madden, they talk just like when they're playing Halo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And if I happen to be playing Halo or Gears of War, one of those, okay, then, you know, I might put the thing on and have the guy say, oh,
you might chat.
I killed the S out of you or something.
Right.
But football's serious.
Yeah.
And it would be different if I was good at it.
Well, trash talk has also become a big part of the NFL in real life, too.
If I could win occasionally when I played against our listeners, maybe I would put the headset on.
You going to step it up this year? You going to move up to a whole nother level?
Go try. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, hey, I feel the same way about, you know, the Madden coming out. Did you happen to catch PTI last night with Mike Wilbon and his version of his Wilbon 08 making fun of Tony Kornheiser? He had a little Madden thing, but it was Mike Wilbon on there, and it said Wilbon 08 on it. I'm just curious if you saw it.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Did you? I take it you didn't see it?
I did. It wasn't quite the laugh riot that he's making it out to be.
No? Was there a Ron Jaworski 08?
It was right at the beginning of the show, and just Wilbon just held up one of those, a big sign that had him photoshopped onto the box.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
There you go. Right.
Pixie.
Thank you. That was the joke.
That was the joke. So
hello, Don and Mike show.
You saw that then.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, did you see the new feature where Matt Liner's pockets come off in the middle of the game?
Where his pockets come off?
You mean like because he's got so much money?
No, because his ex-girlfriend took him for child support.
Is that a joke?
No, it's serious.
Well, it's really in the game?
Well, no.
No.
I'm lost. What's going on? Come on now. I mean,
Matt Leinart banged a cheerleader at USC, and he's the baby's daddy.
Got her pregnant.
Yes, but I believe he's making whatever the minimum payment is that he has to make.
Oh, very good. All right, so that was the joke. But there is no video game with his pockets coming off.
Thank you. That was the joke.
No, the fact that it wasn't a joke, what that guy was saying. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if you would talk to Brett Favre if he was playing you in Madden.
Of course he would.
Yes, I would, but I would just be a big pile of KY jelly.
Would you talk to him, or would you be too shy to talk to him, like in that setting?
I played online against Torrey Big Game Holt.
You'd be giving him all good feedback, you know. Nice run, Brett.
That's all I did. When I played with that guy, Torrey Holt.
No trash talk.
And that guy, Torrey Holt, was another one of these guys.
He lit you up, didn't he?
Yeah, it was like 63-14.
When I played. What can you say in that circumstance?
And it was like, I do remember Torrey Holt doing the same thing that these punks online do. It was like, I'm going to give you a fighting chance now. I got three wideouts to ride. I'm going to chuck it up. Good luck going and getting it. And then he would run the play, and shock, it's a touchdown. You know, and at that point, why do you want the headset on?
And he can't get enough for football. That's why he played that game.
No, a lot of these guys do. God damn, I wish I could go home now and play it. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Bo from Sacramento. I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Me and my buddy Fatty. And Sean at work, listen to you guys every day.
How's Fatty doing?
Fatty's doing great.
How much does
he's
Fatty...
He's probably listening to us right now in the office.
How much does Fatty weigh?
he's not really a fatty, but...
How's
the
drama?
Only weighs...
How's Turtle? How's drama? Do you know that today on the way in, there was some kid, you know, everybody to me is a kid now,
mm-hmm.
but he was obviously driving his daddy's car, and he looked like one of the guys on Entourage. Gotcha, John. I'm going to break right here. So... Anyway, he was he had a taillight that was out.
Right.
And he was in front of me, and he was driving kind of quickly, and I caught up to him at a stop sign.
Hey.
And hold on a second. I'm going to say something very important here. No, you go ahead. I'm sure what you have to say is much more important.
Okay, let's hear it.
No, he said, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Fatty's friend. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Stop grinning. Stop grinning, Sacramento.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, so like I was saying, the deal is this. I pull up to this guy at the stop sign.
Right.
And I you know, pull up next to him.
Right.
And I give him the sign, roll down your window. And he looks at me like, is this road rage or something? And I give him the look like, no, come on, roll that. And he rolls down the window. I said, hey, Turtle. And right away, he laughed. I said, dude, your taillight is out.
Did he know?
No, he did not. And he said, cool, man.
Did you feel good after that?
Yeah.
Turtle, you were relating to the youngsters.
That's right. He drove away and said, dude, I've got Madden at home.
Hey, that guy was cool. He told me I had a taillight out, dude. Dude, where's your big exhaust?
I just realized this is, you know, an equal chance. I could have said, hey, Turtle. And he would just pulled out a gun and blown my head off.
It's like last night on the Beltway, there was one of those crotch rockets going about. You know those crotch rockets that go 110 miles an hour?
Oh, those Jet Li motorcycles?
Yeah, and I thought he was going really, really too fast. And so as he was coming by, he was getting real close to my car, about 115. And I put my hand out to tell him to slow down. God, you look at those guys. I mean, every night now, especially the weather's gotten nicer, you see the crotch rockets out there, and they're going
literally 100 miles an hour.
True.
And, you know, all it takes is one little move, one little tiny mm-hmm. little old lady that crosses into the lane and bye-bye, birdie.
Right.
Hello?
What kind of story is that?
What story?
Yes, how can we help? How can we help you, sir?
Good afternoon.
Talk back.
Hey, my girlfriend wants me to stop drinking.
What kind of story is that?
That's an awful story.
That's not story. A story.
God,
well,
you
the
suck.
Story is,
get out of here.
I eat a bed all the time.
Get out of here. Eat it. We'll be right back. I mean, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.